Hello, Eagles fans. I'm your host, Bo Wolf, and welcome to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It was a whirlwind day here at the NovaCare Complex that began with the team arriving from Dallas just before 5 a.m. local time. Just a few hours later, the Eagles gave word that head coach Andy Reid decided to relieve Jim Washburn of his duties as defensive line coach, replacing him with longtime Reid assistant Tommy Brasher. Then, during his weekly press conference, Reid announced that Nick Foles, fresh off his best game of the season, will be the Eagles' starting quarterback for the remainder of the season. Said Reid, it's the right thing to do.
Today I'm going to name Foles as Nick as the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season. And Mike's on a fast track here, so hopefully we might even be able to get him back this weekend, but we'll see how that goes. But I can't tell you here that he's going to be able to practice come Wednesday yet. But number one is his health, obviously, and number two, which is also important, is it gives one of our young players an opportunity to play here the next four games as a starter. Each week he's come in, he's kind of been the replacement guy. Now he is the starter, and we'll see how he does with that on his plate, and see how he handles it. And I expect, again, I don't expect much change there with him. He handles things in a pretty cool manner, and I think he'll continue to do that. You guys have seen it, just the progression. You see the footwork is better when he's throwing the football. It's allowing us to add more into his repertoire of throws, and he's been working very hard on that. The drops are that's the thing that the young quarterbacks have to learn, and then coordinating those with the secondary that they're seeing, and they have to do this within a couple-second period of time and get it right. And I've seen improvement there.
As for the other big news, the decision to part ways with Jim Washburn capped a strange journey for Washburn with the Eagles. Signed last offseason to help bolster the Eagles' pass rush, the results in year one for Washburn were impressive as the Eagles tied for the league lead with 50 sacks. This year, though, the pressure has dropped significantly as the Eagles are tied for 27th in the league with only 20 sacks through 12 games. Brasher, meanwhile, coached under Reid as the defensive line coach from 1999 to 2005 and was described by Reid as a loyal assistant who knows how the big guy likes to run things. Reid explained his decision behind the shakeup.
Brought Tommy Brasher back in to coach the defensive line, and listen, I'm not going to sit here and go into great detail on the whys that I'm doing it, other than I think it's the best thing for the Philadelphia Eagles and this football team that I made that move. This was a move that I made. Nobody else made this move. And that's important for you to understand. And this isn't a move to save my job. That's not what that is. This is a move that I think needed to be done now. I will tell you there were just things that I was disappointed in. And as time went on that I knew, and that I just thought it was the right thing to do right now.
One of the reasons Reid gave for parting ways with Washburn is the focus on some of the young players along the defensive line. Brandon Graham started for the first time this season Sunday night against the Cowboys, replacing the released Jason Babin, and stepped up on a pretty good job with 1.5 sacks on the night. Cedric Thornton, meanwhile, is among a group of impressive young defensive linemen as well, and he's been a solid rotational player all season long. We caught up with the two of them to get their reaction to the change at their position coach.
My initial reaction was kind of confused, and because I'm a young and in this business world, and Coach Wash, he was the first guy that called me after the lockout when I had to give me an opportunity to play for the Eagles. So I mean, he's definitely a guy that was pulling for me, and I was pulling for him. Every time I got an opportunity, I was just trying to do my thing because he gave me the opportunity to showcase my skills on this level. And just hearing this news, I'm kind of confused. Everything like muddy water right now. I think it'll clear up pretty soon, but right now, I'm just kind of, I know Coach Washburn, he's a great coach, and I know he'll get another opportunity. So, and I'm just blessed to still be here, and just try to see what's the next step right now. That's all.
We kind of knew something was going to happen after this, the season we've been having. It's part of the business. It sucks that he had to leave, but I know that Coach Reed going to put us in the right position, you know, to help us win. And if that's what he felt he needed to do, then, you know, I'm all for it.
Lost in the shuffle of a big news day was the injury update on a trio of Eagles. Safety Kurt Coleman suffered a cartilage bruise in the sternum rib area and is day-to-day. Meanwhile, running back LeSean McCoy is in phase 3 of the post-concussion protocol, and Michael Vick is in phase 4, though Reed made sure to emphasize that the focus for Vick is simply on getting healthy. With 4 games remaining, Nick Foles is your Eagles starting quarterback, which only makes sense following the rookie's performance against the Cowboys, in which he completed 22 of 34 passes for 254 yards and a touchdown and notched a season-best quarterback rating of 96.6. Foles has not only impressed his coaches, but he's made a mark on his teammates as well, including wide receiver Riley Cooper, who snared a beautiful one-handed touchdown from Foles on Sunday night.
You know, I've really been impressed with him. You know, when he comes in the huddle, his demeanor and the way he just, you know, kind of takes it over and, you know, and is always accountable. You know, he, you know, if we run a wrong route, he's always, no, my bad, you know. So I have a lot of respect for Foles. But as far as looking forward, I'm still, you know, in this season, you know. You know, I'm all about beating Tampa Bay. But it's good to see the young guys stepping up, making plays, for sure. I mean, that was all Nick, man, and I'm giving all the credit to him. He that wasn't even my route. He gave us a check, and I mean, he put the ball where the only spot it could be, and I'm really impressed with him, and he's going to be a heck of a player.
Meanwhile, after facing criticism much of the season, the Eagles' return units finally made a big-time play Sunday night, though it came just a little too late. With under 40 seconds remaining in an 11-point game, Demaryius Johnson returned a punt back 98 yards for a touchdown against the Cowboys, pulling the Eagles within one score and tying for the NFL's third longest punt return in NFL history. Colt Anderson, sort of the spokesman for special teams, was happy they were able to spring a big play, as bittersweet as the timing may have been.
You know, that was huge. You know, we knew he was capable of doing that all year, and he finally got one. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. You know, we got a couple blocks out there, but he just made guys miss. You know, he had a lot of space, and when a guy like him has space, anything can happen. And, you know, I guess it was 98 yards that, you know, he returned that, and that's all him right there.
The Eagles also made a roster move Monday, filling the 53rd spot on the roster by signing offensive tackle Matt Copa off the New England Patriots practice squad. Copa originally came into the league as an undrafted free agent in 2010 out of Stanford, where he actually began his career as a defensive lineman. And since then, Copa has spent time with the San Francisco 49ers, the Miami Dolphins, and the New England Patriots, where he's been on the practice squad for the entirety of the 2012 season. At 6'6", 310, Copa provides the Eagles with another prospect for the future along the offensive line.